Jeez, of course. All right, folks, good morning, everyone. Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, honored guests. Before we get into our council meeting this morning, we'd like to take a moment to remember and reflect on the 18th anniversary of September 11th, the tragedy that took the lives of so many people in our country. On this day, 18 years ago, thousands of people went to work as they would on any other day, not knowing the horrific tragedy that faced them. The attacks on 9/11 were horrific, but they didn't break the American spirit. In fact, it unified us. We witnessed this in heroic efforts of the men and women in uniform, our first responders, who fearlessly went towards the devastation, some of them sacrificing their lives in the process. We've invited representatives from both the firefighters, the union, and the police union to share remarks and lead us in a moment of silence as we reflect on the great heroism and the spirit of our first responders and honor all of the lives which were lost. I'd like to, before I turn this over to Alan Fershweiler from the Portland Firefighters Association, I'd like to recognize that we have Fire Chief Sarah Boone here today. We have leadership from the Portland Police Bureau. I believe AC Davis is here and AC Lee are here and others. Portland Police Association, I believe Daryl Turner is planning to be here. We have a number of PPB lieutenants, many other firefighters and uniformed personnel, and we thank you for being here to share this moment with us. And with that, I'll turn it over to Alan Fershweiler. Thank you for being here, Alan. And Chief Boone, AC Lee, and a cast of many other leaders. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler. Thank you for having us here today. I'm Alan Fershweiler, I'm president of the Firefighters Association. I'm here with our fire chief, Chief Boone, and her administrative staff, which you've seen behind me, acting there, Chief Lee on my left, and representing us together, and I'll be making the remarks today. 18 years ago, we had a horrific situation in this country. Around 3,000 people lost their lives, including 343 firefighters and 20 police officers that day. Since that time, and since last 9/11 memorial, we've lost 200 police officers to their 9/11 illnesses that they had. Recently, Congress finally authorized the Victim Compensation Fund, which will take care of the injuries for those that have succumbed to some of the illnesses. Unfortunately, since 9/11 has happened, we've had 500 total firefighters and police officers that have died from their illnesses. And today, we wonder why we say we never forget. It's because every day we have a memory of somebody else that's a victim of it. And so today, I want to thank you for having us here. We're going to do a moment of silence, and in reflecting on the number of how we do the moment of silence, we're going to do 35 seconds. And that reflection is for the 3,000 people that lost their lives and the 500 that have lost their lives since then. A total of 3,500 people that have been affected, and we'll do a second for every 100 that's been affected. So Mayor, if you wouldn't mind leading us during that moment.
Very, very good. Please join me in recognizing a moment of silence for 35 seconds. Thank you.
And for all those that are available, I know 9/11 is on Wednesday and you have council agenda. We are having a public ceremony at 11 a.m. as well over at Station 21 at 5 Southeast Ash at 11 a.m. for anybody that's available to come, and for the public as well.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.